up, guys? Welcome to the Discovering Discographies podcast,
where we talk about your favorite artists, albums, and all things music. I'm your host, Brandon Pulliam.
And I'm Brandon Point.
And without further ado, let's dive into today's topic. So today we are discussing the Queen of Christmas.
The song Burt Supreme.
Yes, Mariah Carey. But since she's kind of a well-known artist, we're going to be diving into her deep cuts today.
Yeah, I think Mariah, of course, is known for her hits. Like, I think she has the most number ones out of everybody.
I think so. She might have. Yeah, I think she still holds that title.
It's like 18 or 19.
Mm-hmm.
But her deep cuts, to me, are like what really makes her as an artist and a songwriter.
Yeah, for sure. If you have not listened to a Mariah Carey album in full, I would definitely recommend it because there are a lot of hidden gems that aren't necessarily hits, but they're good.
So just to jump right in, my first pick is from the Emancipation of Mimi album that has songs like We Belong Together and Shake It Off on it, if you don't know. It's called Mine Again, and it's very, very old school traditional R&B. It's a ballad, mm-hmm. But it just has so much emotion in it, and it really showcases Mariah's like belting range.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's just very like vulnerable, as is the rest of the album. And yeah, I think it's one of the best. It's probably the best song on the album to me.
Okay. And you said it's from the Emancipation Mimi? Okay. I don't recall that one off the top of my head. But then again, it's been a while since I listened to the Emancipation. So I'll probably give it another listen.
Definitely. I think Emancipation is like, if anything, one of her best albums. But like an album that you can really listen to from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what's your first pick?
My first pick is actually a single. It's I Still Believe. So this one is it's a cover of a song, I think, from the 80s. I don't know who it was by. But I first discovered it through Glee. They sang it on there, and I found out it was Mariah Carey had a version, and I checked it out, and it was really good. But it's just an emotional ballad about just having hope for a relationship with like someone you really care about to work, and just keeping the optimism of that relationship alive.
Mm-hmm. I think I love that song because it fits so well like with her discography at the time. Like, it does not seem out of place at all. It sounds like she could have wrote it herself.
Yeah, it does. It does. And the video, too. I like the retro flair.
Oh, there's a video?
Yeah, there's a video for it. I told you it's a single. Well, I guess all single. It's not on the album.
Okay.
Yeah. But, like, I think in the video, she kind of does, like, a retro, like, what do you describe it? Like, kind of, like, pin-up girl in front of, like, the like, 50s. Soldiers, yeah, type thing, performing for soldiers and It was a cool video. She looks good in it.
Okay, I might check it out. my next pick is from Butterfly. I was going to do Breakdown, but somebody told me that was too known. So I'm going to pick another song. It's called Baby Doll. It has like the same, I feel like Butterfly is one of her most cohesive albums, like sonically. It all has that same very much late 90s silky R&B sound.
I will give it, well, let me not say it like it's a bad album. I will say that about Butterfly. It is the most like sonically cohesive.
And Baby Doll is no exception. It's definitely, I feel like this is one of the first like overtly sexual songs she did. It's just about like yearning for somebody sexually and like being alone but wanting them there. And I was kind of surprised when I heard it because at that time I had never, well, going through Mariah's discography, that was the first time that I heard a song that had lyrics like that. But I think she does a good job of it. She always does a good job at like alluding to things.
Yeah.
Like just with her lyricism, it's never like overtly, it's never overtly sexual, but it's always like just mysterious, which I think makes it more sexy, if you will.
Yeah.
But I love that song.
That's a good pick. So my next pick is from her debut album, and it's Prisoner. This song is a very, like, it sounds like it could have been in the 80s, which adds to her debut album coming out 1990, who, sorry. It builds on you know, we're not quite into the sound of the 90s yet. We're still been building on that 80s sound. But yeah, it's kind of a up-tempo, not necessarily dance song, but just like up-tempo song. And it's about just a lover thinking that they can have control over you and you'll be a prisoner to them. And, you know, you don't have to be that prisoner.
And that was on the first one?
Yes.
Yeah, I love the first one because it sounds like, I mean, of course it was 1990, mm-hmm. so it really is 1980s. Like,
Yeah.
I've been working on it for a couple of years.
So. Well, yeah, I think, yeah, so it would make sense for that.
Yeah. My next one is Lead the Way from Glitter. I don't know if that was a single or not, but it's Glitter, so it's
I would say anything Glitter is underrated.
I feel like it's one of her best ballads. Mm-hmm. I love it specifically for, like, a specific run she does at the end of the song that lasts, like, 7 or 10 seconds. Like,
oh.
It's
so
yeah, and it's just, like, classic Mariah ballad. Mm-hmm. Like, she went back to her roots with that one because at the time she was doing very, like, poppy, like, heartbreaker mm-hmm. voice stuff. So it was definitely, like, a return to form for her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've listened to Glitter in full. But I will give it.
Now, I will say, I don't think it's worth listening to in full, but there are definitely, like, some really good gems on that album.
I think the songs I've heard are very sample-heavy and reliant.
Very simple, but it was like mimicking the movie. Like, in the movie, the character was doing a lot of that type of music.
Oh, I've never seen the movie.
I think that's better off for you. I don't think you need to see it.
Glitter it was bad. Rollout, and it's not even totally its fault.
It's not. I always wonder how it would have turned out. I think it still would have got panned even if it didn't come out on 9/11.
Yeah, but that's so weird for it to come out. But I think music back during that time did come out on, like, not on Friday.
It came out on Mondays.
Yeah, so because I remember kind of thinking, like, if it came out on 9/11, like, why? Like, why? Because it's not like the conventional. Mm-hmm. Day, but now I know, back then it didn't necessarily come out on Fridays.
Thank you, Beyonce.
But my next pick is from Me, I Am Mariah.
Oh, not the Elusive Chanteuse.
Yeah, that. But The Art of Letting Go. So this is a song I recently dived into a couple of months ago because I really slept on this album. I mean, I haven't listened to it in full, but I was just kind of going through and I stumbled upon this one and I thought it was really good. And even though it is kind of it's from an album from 2013, which means her voice has kind of changed a little bit. She can still hit high notes, which she does in the song. Mm-hmm. And just overall, the song is about just letting go of things, moving on, because things will get better and you shouldn't stay hung up on certain things and let them drag you down.
Fun fact, that was actually supposed to be the title track of the album.
Really? Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why she changed it.
It's Mariah.
I love the Elusive Chanteuse. Like, that's such a Mariah album title.
Yeah, it is, but I can't pronounce it.
But since we're already on the album, my next one is called You Don't Know What to Do, and it features, I believe, Busta Rhymes. No, Wale.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like more of an upbeat song, kind of poppy, but it's, let me think of what it's about. I think it's just like teasing a previous lover, like an ex,
mm-hmm.
Which at that time I presumed to be Nick Jonas. I mean, not.
Oh, Lord. I would hope not.
It's
Nick
not
Jonas.
Nick Cannon, not mm-hmm. Jonas. But it's just kind of like teasing, you know, I'm better off without you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a fun song.
Okay. I have to check that one out off the album.
Yeah, that I feel like the album is like a little bit underrated, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it got a lot of backlash because of the cover and just the rollout of it wasn't the best.
Well, what was wrong with the cover? I thought the cover looks fine.
Well, they got on her because they said she...
Too old.
They said she made herself, photoshopped herself to be, I guess, thinner.
Oh, okay. I mean, they act like she's a stick here, but she's not.
Yeah, it's Mariah. I'm not looking at it for the album cover.
Yeah.
As long as the music is good.
Okay, so my next pick is from The 2009 album Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel. It's actually a remix of a song on the album, and it's up at my face with Nicki Minaj specifically. There's a lot of irony tied to this song because this is pre-American Idol, before they were going at it, and they actually made like a good duo. I really liked it, and it's very like quirky, fun song. Yeah, that's like the best way to really describe it. Like, it's just fun and vocally ambitious too. In a way.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
I found that song like years later.
Yeah, that was one of the first Mariah Carey songs I consciously got into.
Mm-hmm. I think, like you said, it's like very fun and quirky. I think like from Emancipation on,
mm-hmm.
that's when Mariah started just like having fun with music and like just
yeah,
exactly what she wanted to say. I think it also goes to show like how quick Nicki Minaj rose to fame, because like
yeah.
2009, and you got a Mariah Carey feature is crazy.
Yeah, Pink Friday wasn't even out yet.
No album out.
Yeah, so those mixtapes were doing work.
She was putting Young Money on the map. But my next one is actually a song by Jermaine Dupri, but it features Mariah, but Mariah's like the only one singing on it. It's kind of like a producer-singer situation.
Oh, okay.
It's called Sweetheart, and it came out in around the time like Rainbow came out, like in between Rainbow and Glitter, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like an R&B track. Just kind of, I don't know, it's kind of run-of-the-mill, but I think it deserved to be a hit at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like vocally ambitious as always, because it's Mariah.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think it's fun because like feel like Mariah was the prototype for like, it's a very simple song, but she's doing a lot of runs and ad libs and just being kind of extra.
Yeah, as but always.
It always works with her.
Yeah, she gets a pass to do
she
that.
She gets a pass.
So my next one is from Rainbow, and it's After Tonight. It's a very beautiful song, but it's just about like a lover just continuing to love you after a special night. I think it deserves a listen. Like, it's very hard to describe. Like, I get goosebumps from this song.
Is it like a ballad or?
Yeah, it's a ballad.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I need to get into Rainbow.
You do.
But my next one is from Charm Bracelet, which I think is the underdog of them all outside of Glitter. And I have two from this one, The One and Yours. I think The One was a single.
I think it might have been.
Obviously didn't do that well. They're both produced by Jermaine Dupri, which I think them together always is a good match. And they're just, Charm Bracelet was a lot more like pure R&B, rather to like R&B mixed with pop or hip hop. And I think her voice just goes well with that. They're both about finding new love,
mm-hmm.
or just being in love in general. And yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check it out. I need to dive into Charm
Bracelet. It's so underrated. Like, it is, compared to her other albums, like, the material isn't as strong, but like, it's, that doesn't mean it's like bad or any songs are bad.
Mm-hmm. I know. I like Through the Rain.
Yeah.
When I'm going through it, that song hits.
Yeah. Other than that, I feel like there's no songs on Charm Bracelet that scream hit.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, I feel like Boy. Well, Boy's kind of the run of the mill.
I didn't like Boy because I feel like the sample was too on the nose.
Yeah, that's
fair.
It
was too repetitive.
Because which one came out first? Cameron? Well, Cameron's on featured on the song too, but did like.
Cameron's came, like, and the thing is, they came out like in the same year, like within the same few
years.
Oh,
yeah. That's kind of weird. Yeah. That's kind of weird. Maybe if he's featured, his version was supposed to come out first. Like, that would make more sense to me.
I don't know. Her label was messing up her rollout at the time, so
well,
who knows?
That's because of her ex-husband.
Timmy.
Who? Tommy.
Tommy.
Yes. They were putting Favor over J-Lo, which that is a whole
other thing.
That's a whole other
but
thing.
But honestly, thank God for J-Lo, though, because have you heard the original version of Loverboy?
I have not. Wait, I think I did hear a little bit of it.
Like the Firecracker version, like the original, before they put the cameo candy sample over it. Like, that doesn't sound good to me.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check it out after
this. I love, like, the cameo version.
I mean, no, not to get on a tangent about J-Lo, but even though she allegedly is singing or not singing on her songs, her hits, they hit.
Them songs was hitting.
Like, I can't even deny it. like those songs hit. But that is a whole nother episode. But my next pick, speaking on Jermaine Dupri, is produced by Jermaine Dupri, and it's from the Rainbow album, and it's How Much, with a guest feature from our latest Super Bowl performer, what? Usher.
I did not know they had a song together.
Yes, so if you've ever been curious what Usher and Mariah would sound like together, How Much is a good one. But it's just a song talking about, you know, how much you love your partner and what it's like to just be like enamored with them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's essentially what she says, is enamored. But yeah, it's definitely worth a listen. But it has that stereotypical late 90s like static production to mm-hmm. it. I don't know how to describe it, but like, it's very much like Dark Child, Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah, that's the same thing with Sweetheart.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So.
But I love that sound. Mm-hmm. I never get tired of that sound.
Yeah.
My next pick is from the best Christmas album of all time. It's called Miss You Most This Christmas Time. It's an original song. I think it's the only other original song besides All I Want For You. And it's too good. It's mm-hmm. too good. I don't know why people don't do covers of that song like they do All I Want For Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It is just like, it's literally like Music Box Mariah meets Christmas, and it's the perfect
mm-hmm.
like ballad. It's just, of course, from the title, about missing your ex at yeah. Christmas time because of the holidays and stuff, but she makes it so, it just feels very magical. Definitely on theme for like the rest of the album and stuff. It sounds like a classic.
Mm. I have to check that one. Wait, I think I have heard that one. It's on the first Christmas album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I've heard it. I can't remember if it was one of my favorites, but I do remember hearing it.
And just the vocal performance, like, can we give it up for the vocals, like, please?
Okay, so my next one is from her debut again, and it's called There's Got to Be a Way. This one is a great song lyrically and vocally. So this is one of those songs where she talks about, you know, the problems in the world and how we should be coming together to fix them. Child hunger, advocating against war, that kind of stuff. And just talking about, you know, we need to come together and eliminate these problems. And she delivers a very gospel-inspired performance. And there's like one specific, I don't know necessarily if it's a run, but, like, it's just perfect, like, perfect, immaculate.
I definitely need to check that one out. Mm-hmm. I love her, like, inspiring songs. Like, her cover of I Want to Know What Love Is
mm-hmm.
on, I think that was on Memoirs.
Oh, okay.
That was really good. Like, when she does, like, those, like, inspiring, like, power ballads. Those are really
oh,
good.
I've heard that one. I like that one. Yeah.
And, like, again, the vocal delivery, like, even if it's, like, a cover.
Yeah.
Her new vocals will just always top.
Yeah.
The original for me, at least. My last one is from Caution. I thought I'd include one from Caution on here, oh. which is the latest one. It was a single, but, I mean, it didn't do that well. It's GTFO.
Oh.
I can't spell it out. It's Get the F Out.
Mm-hmm.
It's so serious. I mean, so unserious. So yeah. silly. Like, I love when singers get to that point in their career when they can just do anything they want.
And it doesn't even, it doesn't even like, matter because people will still.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pre-Glitter Mariah would never make a song like that, but, you know, Caution Mariah, of course, would.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, telling, you know, whoever you're with that's not doing right, get the F out.
Yeah.
Take your things and be on your way.
Cool. I'll have to check it out. Well, no, I've heard it before. Yes, I have, because I always play with the way she says it.
And it's just, like, like when the song starts, it sounds like it's going to be, like, a serious, like, mm-hmm. slow song, and then it's, like, she just hits you with those lyrics. It's mm-hmm. so funny.
Yeah. Okay, so my last pick is from Glitter, and it's Last Night a DJ Saved My Life. I just really like this one because it's a funky, like, disco-inspired track. It's a sample, I think, I mean, down to the chorus to an extent. I like the original. I like this version, and I think it's a nice, updated 21st century version of it. So mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that in the movie, that's the song that she was performing when she, like, got discovered, quote unquote.
Oh, okay.
So I think I remember that one.
Maybe I do need to check out this movie.
I think you should. Like, it's entertaining, but mm-hmm. it's just, like,
I feel
the acting is not the best.
I feel like it was on Netflix at some point. Mm-mm. Oh, maybe I'm tripping. I'm sure I can find it somewhere.
It was trending, like, a couple years ago.
Well, I remember because they put the Glitter album on streaming services. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I have to check it out because now I'm curious. Ooh, it has a 6% Rotten Tomato score.
Ooh, they didn't have to do Mariah like that. It was not 6% worthy.
Well, I mean, the IMDb is 2.4 out of 10. So
that's a 25% though, basically 24.
I mean, yeah, but I mean at the same time, like critic reviews and like audience reviews are two different things. True. Sometimes you cannot go off of them. But I mean, they had some. Oh, Eric Bennett was in it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and DeBry. Yeah. That's a lot of Botox. But yeah, I will definitely check it out.
So to round this out, we're going to do our usual segment, What's in Our Ear, where we just go back and forth and say what we've been listening to for the past however long since the last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to Made for Me by Money Long, but like the live version, because she put that on streaming platforms. Okay. It's so good. That's like what made me fall in love with the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also been listening to Nothing by Brandy, which is on Full Moon.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I love Full Moon.
Full Moon is my favorite Brandy album. That song is just so good. So good.
Mm-hmm.
The vocals, like the layering and the harmonies, top notch.
Oh, yeah.
And I've also been listening to, this is like a little guilty pleasure. It's like a TikTok song, but mm-hmm. it's called Tell Your Girlfriend by Leigh Banks. It's the same girl who made like the He Gives Me the Ick song.
You know, I don't know that song.
Okay, never mind. But it's like a Jersey club song,
mm-hmm.
but it has like element. It's like a pop song with the Jersey beat on it.
Oh, okay.
I really love it. It's
okay.
Like a good melody and stuff. It's not good lyrically. Like, it's definitely about cheating. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I like to dance to it.
I mean, hey, sometimes those are the best songs.
Sometimes those are the best songs. And they were getting on her because they're like, you can't be promoting cheating. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're, you know. But it's like people have been doing that forever.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that comes to mind, like, Escape.
My Little Secret.
Like, our parents been doing that.
Yes, that's one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. Escape deserves an episode. They're so unsung in my view.
Did you watch the series?
I did watch it. Ooh.
I liked it. I wish they would have got season two.
I mean, I could see why. There wasn't really a need for a season two.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I will say, the drama was not resolved on it.
The drama was not resolved. I still have beef for Tasha. Like,
but her voice is so good.
Her voice is so, like, she's kind of underrated.
Mm-hmm. But she really is, but just so problematic. But for me, I've been listening to, in honor of the Super Bowl, a lot of Usher lately. Specifically, Hey Daddy, Daddy's Home. I just kind of got into this song and I was like, okay, it's a little cool. Just fun, little sexy song. And then also I have been listening to, I've been in my Will Smith bag. I've been listening to Men in Black with, featuring vocals from Coco. Yeah, Coco from SWV, ironically mm-hmm. enough. I just really like the sample on here and I feel like it's very well done. Well, all right, guys, that's all we have for today's episode of Discovering Discographies. You can follow us at our Instagrams. Mine is Brandon is da plug.
And mine is Brandon.wx.
And join us next time for the next episode of Discovering Discographies.
Thanks for listening.